These two versions of Naked Man on a Bed were printed from the same copper plate. Both depict the young filmmaker Angus Cook. They are called State 1 and State 2, indicating that the artist altered the plate between printings. Comparing them allows us to follow his process as he thinks about what he's done, then revises and transforms it.
The first state did not include any of the background details of the bed or the sheet or the wall. After he completed the work to this stage, he had about 10 proofs pulled. Then he decided he wanted to go back to the plate and add in those background details, which are visible in the second state. However, after the second state was printed, he really wasn't so happy with the composition. He thought it was more successful without all those background details. And so this second state only exists in about 3 artist proofs. It was never actually released onto the art market. Nearby is a third image in which he reprises the same sitter in the same pose. But instead of showing the full body, he focuses in just on the shoulders and head of the subject. And again, this is a way of revisiting the same subject and refocusing on the various formal and psychological effects of that pose and that sitter. And when you look closely, you see how he's rendered the very crumpled features of this man's face. On the one hand, it's quite an unattractive depiction, but on the other, there's something very tender about the way he's sleeping so peacefully and calmly and completely unaware of the fact that anybody's looking at him.